Okay, today's shiur is Shavuos Daf Lamed Hey, and today's shiur is sponsored again, L'Refua Shalema, Eliezer Baruch Ben Bina, L'Refua Shalema. Okay, we are on Lamed Dalet Amud Beis, towards the bottom as we continue here in Perek Shavuos Ha'edus, two more daf, talking about the Shavuos Ha'edus topic, though we've already spoken about Shavuos HaPikadon, but that'll be the next perek that, Be'ez Hashem, we will get into. So we're talking about the Brisa that quoted various different sources. How do we know that Shavuos Ha'edus is limited to financial matters and a hefsed mamon potential that I could have gotten in money and I denied it? And we're talking about the fourth suggestion of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon said it's based on a mamatzinu, right? Just like there's a chiyav by Shavuos Ha'edus, so there's a shvias chiyav by Shavuos HaPikadon. Just like by Shavuos HaPikadon, it's about something of mine that you have. That's about tefias mamon. So too, Shavuos Ha'edus is about Tefias Mamon. And not only is it a Mamatzinu, it's a Kavach Omer. Right? If Shavuos HaPikadon, rephrasing the Brisa that we had back on Daf Lama Gimel, based Lama Dal, Lama Aleph, if by Shavuos HaPikadon, which is so expansive, it applies to men, women, Krovim, Psulim, everybody, yet it's limited, so surely Shavuos Ha'edus, which is limited in nature, so surely it should be limited to financial matters. The Gemara say, wait a minute, Mala Pikadon, how could you make that Mamatzinu and then Kavach Omer? Pikadon is different. Pikadon, we do not have mushba kenishba and mezik kishogeg, right? We don't put all of those types together. It's more limited to our be'edus, where we make mushba kenishba and mezik kishogeg. So that's why we had to come down to the gzeira shav in the end. The Gemara, though, quoted that there was something wrong with all of that brisa. There was something that was mocked and scoffed in Ma'arava. Makhwale ben Ma'arava. And we're trying to figure out what exactly was the chucha. What was the problem with that whole, the logic of all, any of those steps? And we're trying to figure out which step was the chucha. So we went into the mushba v'nishba. We went into mezik ishogeg. Right? So now we are a couple of lines up. We mentioned maybe the chucha was that how can he make chilukim between Shavuos HaPikadon and Shavuos Ha'edus? It is a gzeira shava. If there's a Gzeira Shava, there shouldn't be any Chilukim. So the Gemara said, oh, maybe there were Chilukim only before he learned the Gzeira Shava. That's when he had the problems. But after he learned the Gzeira Shava, so then they were all comparable. That's what we're up to. That was the last statement we just made, about seven lines up from the bottom. Dilma ki parich mikami to take him like Gzeira Shava. Maybe when the question was asked of the Chilukim between Shavuos Ha'edus and Shavuos HaPikadon, that's only before he said the Gzeira Shava. But Basar to come like Gzeira Shava lo parich. But after we have the Gzeira Shava, then you're right, there wouldn't be any Chilukim. Says the Gemara now, is that really true? Velo Solomaskani, he doesn't hold of any chilukim, but via Amar Lahu Rava Bar Isi Larabanan. Montana Shavuos HaPikadon lo nitan zdona la kapara Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon is the one that says Lamaskana that Shavuos HaPikadon is only it's zadon, it's mazid, is not nitan la kapara. Right, and therefore it's only shogeg. So you see Lamaskana yields of a chilik. Shavuos Ha'edus is even mazid, right? There's no vanilla there. And Shavuos HaPikadon, Rabbi Shimon holds, it's not nitan la kapara. So you see there's a chilik even post Gzeira Shava. Says the Gemara, Dilma, mazid kishogeg, parich, to gomer lami me'ila, to hanach nefishin. No. In that one detail, there are some details that we compare, some details that we don't compare. But why wouldn't we compare them? Not because we don't believe in Gzeira Shava, Shavuos Ha'edus, Shavuos HaPikadon, but there's another Gzeira Shava. Meaning in some ways, Shavuos HaPikadon is like Me'ila, and in some ways, it's like Shavuos Ha'edus. So the Mezid Shogig connection, that is overridden by Me'ila. As we said yesterday, the Hanach Nefishin, those have more in common. Aval Mushba Kenishba Lo Parach, but we don't ask the Mushba Kenishba line. So we do hold of Gzeira Shava, even though there are chilukim, because there's an overriding limud. Right? This relates to the topic we discussed a couple of weeks ago. We mentioned the Achronim discussed. Do you ever have a Gzeira Shava Lamechsa or a Hekish Lamechsa? And even though sometimes the Gemara says, ain't Hekish Lamechsa or ain't Gzeira Shava, there are many, many exceptions to the rule where sometimes we go only part of the way. Similar to what we discussed also earlier in the Masechta. Don mino mina, don mino avoki ba'asra. When you have a Malamid and a Nilmad, how much do you have to say that it's exactly the same? You bring the halachas over and it's exactly the same. Or do you say, no, you bring the halachas over, but the specific context has its own unique character as well. Don mina of oki ba'asra, right? Leave it in its place, and there are still some differences, and that's come up often. Last suggestion. V'te'adar edus v'tigmar lami pikadon. So once you say that you learn mezik kishogeg, you learn that pikadon from me'ila, So now, why don't you go the next step and learn Eidos for Pikadon regarding that halacha? Meizid delav kishogeg. Ma Pikadon shogeg in meizid lo. Just like by Shuas HaPikadon, it's only chai of the carbon if it's shogeg. Let's say he forgot he has the item, but not mezid in that context. You learn that from Mi'ila, so af edus shogig in mezid lo. Ki hechid yala pikadon mi'ila. Right? Why don't you go the next step? You learn Mi'ila to pikadon, and then learn pikadon to edus, and say even by shuas edus, the one would only be chayef by shogig, and not by mezid. Why don't we go that far? So one answer maybe the Gemara could have said is this considered kachim? We know in kachim, ein lameid davar min halameid. So would this be called Kachim or would this be called Shavuos Eidos? Right? This is a Maseches Seder Nezikin. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi put this in Nezikin, not in Kachim. Shavuos. Because it could be Shavuos is inherently the category of Shavuos Nezikin, and then you're right, it has a byproduct of a carbon. But the Gemara does not answer that. The Gemara answers a different answer. Lahachi kasver achmana la'edus gabi Shavuos bitui, the gabi tumas biklish for kadashav. No! It dafka put Eidos with the other Ole v'yoreds, as the beginning of the Masechta suggested, and based on Parshas Vayikra, to bekula ne'amar b'hen v'ne'alam, b'kan lo ne'amar b'hen v'ne'alam, l'chayev ala mezik ha'shogeg. We're supposed to shi'i Shavuos Ha'edus with the background of Bitui and Tumas Miklash v'Kadashav. Both of those have a shogeg element, which we discussed at length in the first couple of prakim, v'ne'alam, what was the v'ne'alam at Tumas Miklash v'Kadashav, and we spoke, when was the no yediyah, at the beginning, or Rabbi Sof, or in the middle. So we have the vanilla lums by the first two of Olav Yoreds. We don't have it by the last one. Obviously, it's to teach us that vanilla lums, which means shogeg, only applies by the two and not by the one. So that juxtaposition overrides any type of limud that we would say from pikadon to edus. Again, there's a lot of times we have different drushes that are possible, and we have a mesorah that we have to figure out which one overrides which. So here we learn mi'ila to pikadon. We learn some halachas between pikadon and edus, but not this halacha of mezid and shogeg. Good. So now we get into the next mishnah relating to Shavuos Ha'edus. Says the Mishnah, Mashbia ani aleichem im lo tovo v'tiduni, sha'amar ishploni litein li matayim zuz v'lo nasan. I mashbia you, a man says to two witnesses, that you have to come and say and testify that so-and-so said he was going to give me 200 zuz v'lo nasan, and he didn't give. Hare elu peturin. So if somebody says, I am going to give him, so then that, and they refuse, right? They swear and they refuse, so that is not Shavuos Ha'edus. Why? She'ein chayavin ela al tfias mamon kipikadon. Because they are only chayav if there is a real tfias mamon, like pikadon. He has something of mine. And I was not able to collect it because of the fact that they denied and they withheld money from me. But here in this case, it wouldn't be considered that because he wasn't really chayav yet. He said, yeah, I'm going to give you. And if he would have denied that, if he would have come the next day and said, I'm not giving you, would he be chayav? He's not chayav. He didn't admit that he owes him money, right? He just said, I will give you tomorrow. Right, if he admitted that he owes him, then we have Odas Bal Din Kibay Edom Dami. That would be a chiyuv created as long as there's a finite amount. But if he just says, I'll give you tomorrow, so he lied. So he lied, he could change his mind, so he would be a liar, he would be a shakron, maybe he would, if he swore about it, so then he'd have to, it's a shvuah sheker, but there is no chiyuv mamon in that case, and therefore it wouldn't be shvuah se'edus. Right, Rashi says on top, she'ilu he'iduhu hayu mechayiv and oso mamon. The only case is where if they would have testified, they would have been mechayiv and mamon. Aval ze'im he'iduhu lo hayu mechuyav, she'yachal lomar chozrani bi. I was going to give you money, but I decided not to. And therefore, that is not called a Shavuos Ha'edus. Right? Hodas Baldin, we know, would have been good enough as long as he would have specified an amount. Right? We've quoted the Rambam in the past that if he says no amount, then there's no chiyuv. You at least have to be mechayiv yourself with a davar shel kitzvah. If I say, I obligate myself to pay you whatever you want me to pay you, so that doesn't work. I obligate myself to pay you $1 million, so then that would work. So it depends. It has to be a davar sheish lo kitzvah, and that's the Beis Halevi in Parshas Yisro uses that Rambam to explain beautifully the Nasa v'Nishma. Right? That's the Beis Halevi. How is it possible that we obligated ourselves in Nasa v'Nishma, assuming that we had to be subject to the laws of the Torah? That's an assumption. But assuming that, so how did Bnei Yisrael obligate themselves in Hodas Baldin? Nasa v'Nishma, we'll take the Torah. We obligate ourselves. What do you mean? Nasavidish of the Raman Paskins by a davar she'ein lo kitzvah, you can't obligate yourself. I obligate myself to do whatever you say. That doesn't work. There's no obligation. So how did Nasa v'Nishma work? Says the Beis HaLevi, another Rambam. The Rambam tells us that I can obligate myself to be your Eved. Right? I can't say I'll do whatever you want, but I could say I hereby accept being your Eved. Once I accept being the Eved, step one, then step two, Memela, once I'm the Eved, once I've created that relationship, so then I have to do whatever you tell me to do. That works. And that's what happens by Nasa v'Nishma. Nasa v'Nishma wasn't directly, we'll do whatever you say. It was, we accept to be Avdei Hashem. Once we accepted to be Avdei Hashem, then Memela, we were obligated to do everything after that. Nasa v'Nishma. That was Nasa v'Nishma. That's why if you look at the Unkelus on Nasa v'Nishma, Nishma doesn't mean we'll hear, but Nikabel, we'll accept. Sometimes Shmia means not listen or hear, but accept. Also by the brothers, when the brother says to Yehuda, after Yehuda says, don't kill Yosef, let's throw him in the pit, Vayishma'u Echav. Right, and the Unkelus says there, Vikabilu, they accepted his words, and Rashi there quotes Unkelus, and says, just like Nasa v'Nishma. Right, Nasa v'Nishma, right, it's an acceptance of being Avdei Hashem, not just an obligation per se of doing things. Right, so, if it was a real Hodas Baldin, but this is not Hodas Baldin, this is about a future event, and therefore, it is not a real Chiyav in that out, obligate himself to give to an Ani. What if he said tomorrow so-and-so money? Even that wouldn't be good enough. The afilu hu ani, says the Tosfos Yontif, eino chayev lo ela mitam neder, v'nimsa she'ein olav chiyev mamon b'shumsad, she'ein bezin yordan l'nechasav. Even if he made a promise, bezin will not force him, will just violate his promise. That's not a real chovas mamon. Im eino rotza l'kayim nidro, ela she'menadin oso, o makin oso she'yekayim mosa b'sfasav, nireli. So the Tosfos Yontif says that even if he promises to give it to an ani, so that would also not be called a din mamon, that would just be a din neder. And therefore that wouldn't be enough to be called shvuas ha'edus with a kfiras mamon. Good, that's case one of the Mishnah. Case two of the Mishnah. Mashbi ani aleichem kishetedu li edus shetavo v'tiduni. I swear to you that when you know testimony for me, you'll come and testify. So, again, it's an unusual case. It's not like, swear to me that you don't know testimony. Next week, you're going to be my edim. So swear to me now that when you know the testimony, you will testify for me. That also doesn't work. Hare elu paturin. That's also not a chiyuv. If he denies it and then it comes out that he was lying. Mepnei shekadma shvua le'edus. There the shvua came before the testimony. The content of what he's supposed to be made about, and that doesn't work. It has to be dafka, where the edus came before the shvua. Case number three. Amar bebeis haknesses v'amar. Somebody stands up in shul and says to everybody in the shul, Mashbia ani aleichem she'imatem yodin li edus shetavo v'tiduni. He stands up after davening and says, Rabosai, I'm being mashbia all of you, that if anybody here knows testimony on my behalf in financial matters, they swear to me that you don't know, and if you do, you have to come, and then they swear, and then they deny it. Hare elu paturin, that doesn't work, because that's not called a tvia. You have to have a personal tvia, as we said, for shvuas ha'edus, a toveya and a nitva, right, that we had yesterday, one of the elements that connect edus and pikadon is tvia and Taina and Nitva. So here, that's not called a Tfi. It's too general. It's too general, and therefore it's not going to work. What about this case? Amar L'Shaim, he goes over to two people in Shul. Mashbi ani aleichem ish ploni uploni. Shematem yodim li edus shetavo v'tiduni. Right, so in that case, he specified. Shvu ashein ani yodim l'cha edus, and they swear. V'hein yodim lo edus, aid mi pi aid. O shahaya echem mehem karav apostle. But if it was specific, there was a Tfi, but the problem is, their testimony wasn't regular testimony that they knew. They knew edus aid me pi aid, right? They hearsay. They heard from someone who saw. Or one of them was a karev apostle, meaning even if they would have come and testified, it wouldn't have been accepted. So in those cases also, hare elu p'turin. There's no chiyav shvuas edus there because it wouldn't have worked. Wouldn't have been able to get the toveya what he wanted in that case, right? Because it would have been Karov o Apostle. Tosfos says, Top Tosfos, Oshe Echem and Karov Apostle, Afal Gav de Kfar Shamanu, Deinu Eges Elaburin Lahayid. What's the Chiddush of this line? We already learned earlier, back at the Flamid, the beginning of the Parak, you need Ro'i Lahayid. You can't be a Karov. Right? So what's the Chiddush here? That if one of them is a Karov, it's not going to lead. So we just said that 5 lines ago. Says Tosfos, It's Trich Lemisni Hach, it's still a Chiddush. Da filu im yeshlosha edim vashnayim ksherim pturim. What if there are 3 witnesses that he's being mashbiya. And two of them are kosher. And one of them is a karav apostle, the group, still peturin. The eila shabala miksasa bala kula. Right? Because not only is that the chiddush of you need a kasha lahayid, but to tell me the chiddush of Elish Shabbala Mitzah Zabbala Kula. Right? That if you have two other good witnesses, but if one of them, if they're all a kat, they're all a group, and one of them, they all swear about it, they all would have been thrown out of court because of Nimsa Echad. So that's the chiddush. Mi Tosos, Rabbeinu Moshe. Right? Rabbeinu Moshe. Moshe, one of the Bali Atosos. As we have mentioned often, the Rishonim are all called Moshe, even though there's no Moshe in Shas. Good. Asks the Teferis Yisrael. Sorry, Tosfos Yontif. Second Tosfos Yontif. Very fascinating Tosfos Yontif. A Shas Tosfos Yontif. What did Tosfos say? We knew this already from five blot ago. So what's the Chiddush? Oh, the Chiddush is Eidah Shabbalah Mitzvah Zabbalah Kula. We also know that one. We also know that Halacha from Maseches Makos. So how did Tosfos do anything better? We already know. And what about Eid Mipi Eid? The fact that Eid Mipi Eid is not acceptable? We know that from Maseches Yevamos. It's only accepted by Eidah Sisha. So we know everything. We know a lot of things. Why Tosfos was only bothered by one halacha in the Mishnah? We know the other halachas, and even Tosfos' answer we already know. So says the Tosfos Yatif, it's a Yesod Gadol. Many times when Rishonim ask, don't we know this already? Sometimes they'll only be bothered by what's in that Masechta. Why do I have to know this? This Masechta already told it to us. But if I know this from a different Masechta, the Rishonim aren't always bothered by that. Sometimes the Gemara is bothered by that. We already know this already. So you can't say it's across the board, but at least that's what the Tosfos Yadav must mean, that he says, Umishum hachi, afagav, v'tzorach lomar, shesvarasam demasha shamanu mimesechta achriti lokasha. Umishum hachi, afagav, toha idish bala masada bala kula kfar shamanu abim mishnah, ches parakama demakos, afilu hachi ashmin and hacha de'ein shvua chala alayim. V'teida shkeni svarasam. I'll prove to you this is what these Bali Tosfos are holding. Toha ein mipi ein lokasha lahem v'lo midi, afagav, that we learned that in Maseches Sanhedrin, and also came up in Yevamos. Ella desir luhu, timi mesechta mi mesechta, achrina, lokasha. Ukamosha kasafti kfar bishman, bereish brachas, ubimikomos achirim. So that's what he said is Bali, Shitas Bali Tosfos, that they're more bothered by what's in that mesechta than in a different mesechta in terms of what we already know. Good, that is Tosfos. The Rashba, by the way, answers Tosfos' question in a different way. He says, the Chiddush is, even if they were makabel upon themselves, kiblu alayu, krovim psolim, kiblu alayu, eid mipi eid, right, which they could accept whatever rules they want, still, that's not shvuas eidus, because that is an acceptance, it doesn't give you a shame aid. Right? If two relatives are coming and we accept it to, accept them in court, that doesn't give them the status of an aid. That just means, halakhically, okay, fine. Right, so that's also ADPA. Even in the case where ADPA would be accepted by Edus Isha, it's not that that would give it the status of an aid, and by Shavuos HaEdus, you need the status of an aid. Not just that the Edus would be accepted in court. Good. Part 5 of the Mishnah. Last section. Shilach or Shalach Biad Avdo. If the Toveya sends Biad his Eved, go be Toveya so-and-so and be Mashbiya him. Or the nitva, the one who owes the money, says to the edim, "Mashbi ani aleichem shematem yodim lo edus. If you know edus for him, yodim lo edus she tavo v'tidu harei lo buturin ad sheyishu b'tovaya." You have to hear it from the tovaya, right? As we said earlier, you have to hear it directly from the tovaya, even if the nitva was also involved, and even from a eved. So why dafka? Eved, why is Eved mentioned here? So that is a discussion also in the Mefarshim on Mishnah. A lot of discussions on Mishnah. Says the Tosfos Yontif, third of the day. The Ode Karo Veilaila Daktik. Why Dafke Eved? Why doesn't it say if you send anybody? The Shliach's not going to work. Says the Tosfos Yontif, Da Hainu Taima, Da Avdo Hainu, Eved Kenani. Vein Kinyin La Eved Below Rabo. Venimsa Shalo Yuchal La Harsheyu. Eved is mentioned because it's somebody who can't be a Mursha. We mentioned 3 days ago, 2 days ago, on Daf Lama Gimel, right, the sugya of Harsha'a, of Mursha. So the Mishnah gives an example specifically of someone who can't be a Mursha. That's why that's the Chiddush of Eved. Mashma from the Tosfos Yontif. But if it was somebody who could be a Mursha, maybe Mursha would work. And that's what we mentioned a couple of days ago, how a Mursha is stronger than a regular Shliach. The Rishonim are bothered. Shlucha Shalom Nekamoso. How is Mursha even stronger? But here, the Mishnah says, Shlichus is not good enough. You have a few halachas in, in Torah, not too many. Most of the time, shlichus works, as long as it's not a mitzvah shebegufo. But if it's something that I don't have to do myself, shlichus works. Once in a while, the Gemara has questions whether shlichus would work. The question is this something that is personal goof related? We had this by Baal of Imo, by a Shoel. It's only if the Baalim are there, that's a Ptur by Baal of Red, the Shoel is Chayiv and everything, except for Mesa Machmas Malacha and Baal of Imo. So by Baal of Imo, is it okay if the Baalim are there, or even if the Shliach of the Baalim are there? That's one case where we discuss this. What about Hafar Sadarim? Right? What about Hafar Sadarim? Does it have to be the Baal, or the husband, or even the Shliach could do it? Another case where it might be something personal. So here too, the Mishnah says Beferish. Right, this is something personal. The tvia that's required for Shuas Eidus cannot be a shlich. Netosos Rebbe Kiva Eger has a different shot. He quotes this, even though you might say no, maybe your evet is just an extension. Easier for this evet to work. But, kamash blan, that's the chiddush. It does not work. Said, that's what you see. Uma ma'od temuim lashon divrei Rambam. And that's why I'm bothered by the Rambam in Hilchos Shvuas. Perek Tes Halacha Zayin. Who says, v'yishbu achar lucho enam chayavin. V'avil lefarish im haya al yidei harsha'a. Why the Rambam didn't specify that the shliach that works is only with a harsha. So he's bothered by the Rambam doesn't specify. He can't be that the Rambam argues on the Mishnah and on the Gemara. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Tanur Rabbanan. Now we have all the cases of the Mishnah and the sources. The case where, be made for me that so-and-so said he will give me, and you might think, no, Gzereshava with Techta, Nemar Khan Techta, Venemar Lahala Techta. It says it there by Pikadon, Malahalam, Ptfias Mamon Vyeshlo, Afkam Ptfias Mamon Vyeshlo, only if he already has it. If it's just a promise to give in the future, that's not called a Ptfias Mamon, and therefore there's not going to be a Shvuas Ha'edus. Again, that Hoda'ah is not Machayev him Betorah's Mamon. Bezin will not be Yorid Lenachasav. Mashbiyani Alechem Kishetaduli Eidus Chulu. Right? Be Mashbiya that when you know testimony for me in the future. Tana Rabbanon. Mashbiyani Alechem Kishetaduli Eidus Tavobiti Duni Yachu Yu Chayavin. Tamalomar. Vishama Kol Allah. Vahu Eid. O Ra'a O Yada. Mishakadma Eidus Lashvua. You see, in the words, it's Eid and Ra'a. Right? So you have that first. So you have to have the Eidus before the Shvua. You have to know the Eidus. Velo Shakanma Shvua La Eidus. That's the drasha that we have. That the Mishnah mentioned as well. Next, Amar Veisaknesses V'Amar Mashbiani Aleichem Amar Shmuel Afilu Eidav Beinehem. If you got up in shul and made that announcement, even if mamish there were Eidim there, if the 50 people in shul, two of them really knew testimony for you, that's still not good enough because you need a specific tvia related to the Shuas Eidus. Says the Gemara Pshita. That's what it says in the shul. If you make a general tefillah, it doesn't work. What's the chiddush of Shmuel? Lo tzricha tekoy elavayu. What if they're right next to him? They're standing right next to him. So you might think he at least is connecting to them. Ma'u detema kamanda amr lehudami. You might think that's good enough to be called a personal tefillah. Kamash malan. You didn't say their names. You didn't single them out. Doesn't work. Tani nami hachi. Also similar. In another brisa, ra'a siya shal b'nei adam omdin ve'eda b'neihem. Again, you see a whole group of people, and the edim are amongst them. Va'amar lahen, mashbiani aleichem et imatem yodim li eda shetavo v'tiyiduni, yachu yuchayav. You might think it's good enough to have a general tfiyah, tamalomar ve'hu eid, v'hare lo yichid edav. You are miyachid edim, and therefore that's not good enough for shvuas ha'edus. Yachol afilu amar, kol ha'omdin kan. What if he says, not just general, he doesn't say you, but he says, all of you who are standing in front of me, you might think that that is also not good enough. Tama lomar v'hu eid v'hare yichad eidav. That's good enough. He said, he doesn't have to say their name. He doesn't have to say, he said you. He said, all of you right here who are standing in front of me. That's good enough. V'hare yichad eidav. Rashi says, v'hare in yichad eidav, Kivan de Omar Omdin Khan Osan Ha Omdim et slow yichid. So Rashi Ali says this is going on the ones next to him. Not all of you standing here. When he says Omdin Khan, the ones that are next to me, Vichayav. It doesn't say the Beferish in the Gemara, but that's how Rashi understands the Gemara. It's going by the ones Omdim, meaning going against who what the Chiddush that we just said. In the other case, even those who are omdin and slow are not included. So here they are. Vilo parish achi behedya. And if you didn't say this, Rashi continues, then that they would all be pater. Good. Next case of the Gemara, of the Mishnah that the Gemara is explaining. Amar l'shnaya, mashbiya ani aleichem. They know Edus, but not Edus Beferish. Tanur Abanan. Amar l'shnaya, mashbiya ani aleichem. Ploni uploni, imatem yodim li Edus. Shetavo v'ti duni, you're going to come and testify for me. V'hein yodim lo Edus, aid me p aid. O shaya echanin, karav apostle. They know testimony which wouldn't have been accepted anyway. Yachu yuchayavin. And even if it would have been accepted, the Rashba said, it wouldn't be accepted as Edus, Petaras Edus. Yachu yuchayavin tamalomar v'him lo yagid v'nasav ono b'ru'uyin lahagada kasam adaber. Right, and that was Tosfos' kasha. We know that already from the Daf Lamed. So that's why Tosfos answered, oh, the Chiddush is even by Nimsa Echad. Shalach b'yad avdo v'chulu, tana rabbanon, shalach b'yad avdo, o sha'amer lehen ha'nitva, or the nitva says, mashbi'ini aleichem, shematem yodim lo edus, shetavo v'tidu, yachu yuchayavim, you might think that's good enough if the nitva says it, or if the shliach says it, tamalomar, im lo yagid, v'nasav ono. If he doesn't say the edus, he has to bear his sin. My tamuda, how does that teach me anything? Amar Abelazar, im lo yagid ksiv. It's written lo lamed vav aleph. So it's as if it says lo lamed vav and lo lamed aleph. You could darshan lo, right? Not to him. Lamed aleph, lamed vav. Im lo yagid. If to him, the toveya, he is not magid, v'nasav ono. Right? If to him, to the toveya, he denies it, so then nasav ono. V'im la'acher lo yagid, to someone else lo yagid pater, then he will be pater. Again, one has to think about in each of the contexts where shlichus does not work, why? What is it? What is it about shvuas ha'edus that you need the personal connection, the personal tfiya? Right? The chiyuv is only when there's a denial of, to the person's face. Right, I have to swear in your face, I don't know edus for you, and that's causing you a loss of money. Even if it's in front of your shliach, that's not good enough. Right, the Torah demands that. Right? So that has to be analyzed. Why dafka? Right, here, it's based on the pasuk. Im lo yagid. But, the svar for that pasuk has to be analyzed. Rebbe, obviously, as you would have thought, Rebbe Yosef Engel, in the Lekach Tov, quotes this as one of the 55 makaras that he quotes, in terms of figuring out, how do we look at the shliach? How tight is the identity of a shliach to a mishaleach. So all the exceptions to the rule are going to show that there is some difference between the two. No matter how strongly we view the connection between a shliach and a mishaleach, that's how he starts off. The first piece in the Lekach Tov. Lekach Tov Dasan Darai. So the first piece in Lekach Tov goes to 20 pages. Klal, not 20, I should say that. Right, not 10 pages. Right, Nistapakti, right, in the first paragraph, he lays out all of the approaches that one could have for shlichus. When we say shluch shalom kamoso, which works in almost all cases. It works by Karban Pesach, and it works by Gittin, and it works by Kiddushin, it works by Mekachu Memkar. So how do we view that? Ima kavana she gufo shel shliach nechshav ke guf ha-mishaleach? Do we say that the guf of the shliach is as if it is the guf of the mishaleach? The shliach is me. Do we take that very strong view? Right, and that would be undermined by any exception to the rule of shlichus. That's what he quotes. Oh, ha-shliach lo adam acher nechshav. Oh, the shliach is like a different person. Rak shahamaisa shehu osa b'shlichuso misyacheses l'mishaleach v'nechshav shahamishaleach osa maisa hu. I'm not him, but my action is as if he did the action. That's a little less of an extreme view. I am him. Right? Or, I am doing what he is doing. Or even number three, less than that. He didn't do it. He just gets the credit. He just gets the credit for it's having been done. Right? It's not that he did it even. Odilma gama maisa in a misyacheses l'mishaleach. Rak l'shliach. V'nechshav sh'shliach asa maisa lo mishaleach. Rak sh'torah gazra sh'af sh'adam acher asa maisa lo hu. Al kol zeh, kivin sheshalchu l'kach mo elas ha-maisa shel ha'acher avuro ki'ilu asahu. You get the chalos, you don't get the maisa. And you could ask this question by, it could be that shlichus operates in different ways, in different contexts, right? A shliach, I made a shliach a number of times, Baruch Hashem, to do bris milah, right? I didn't do it. Assuming you need shlichus by bris milah, big discussion, maybe it's just about the result, there's a Tosfos Rid in Kiddushin, right? The mitzvah of the chiyuv on the father is just to make sure it happens. So then I didn't even make a shliach. I made sure it happened. So I did that directly, right? But assuming that you need a shliach, so when the mole did the milah, so is it as if I did the milah? He's me? Or I did it, or I just get the credit? Or even less. I just have to take care of it. And it's not that I even get the credit for the mice. I get credit for everything. The his askus. Right? That's his answer to why it's not his man grama. In that, sugya in Meseches Kiddushim. But anyway, so says the Lekach Tov, these are the different approaches. And he goes through every one of the sugis and shas that talk about shlichus. Kiddushin, gittin, sota, gittin, tmura, v'chulu. So if you look in Os Yud there, ayin shvuas taflamet hey. Right, he quotes our Gemara, and he says, Muchach, from our Limud, im lo yagid, v'nasav, v'nov, im lachel yagid pater, Muchach, de ein hashliach kegufa bailim, de im lo kein, shaper karina b'shliach, im lo yagid. Right, if the shliach was directly identified with the mishaleach, that would be a kiyum. Ukeshe nishboin l'shliach, hashivich, shaper nishboin lo, kivan shashliach kegufa bailim, vidok. So he says, you see from there. And then he says, in the same piece, ulam, what about Pamatsiyat Sadivav? That's the other one I mentioned. Ayide Avdo Lukule Alma Choshev Sheila Babailim. Mishub Diyad Ivid Kiyad Rabo. Umavur Diyeshlichus De Evid Lukule Alma Havikugufa Bailim. So what do you do? Sheila Babailim versus Mesecha Shvuas. Vitzorach Yinksas. Vinire Desham Bishvuas Balavachilo Shaya Klaus Shlichus. Tahamili Ninu gets into Mili Limsur and Lashliach. Gets into the Maharit, Ukenoda, as we've discussed. Either way, but that's not, we're not going to get into more of that now, but that is a classic Rabbi Yosef Engel, Shlichus context. Good, next Mishnah. Mashbia ani aleichem, mitzave ani aleichem. I make you swear, or I don't use the Lashon of Shua. I'm mitzave you. Oserchem ani. Or the Lashon of Oserchem from the word of binding, like Isru Chag Ba'avosim. I bind this obligation upon you. Hare'ilu Chayavin. All of those are good enough to use, as we'll see in the Gemara, because all of those are connected to Shavuos in the Torah. Bashamayim uva'aretz. Right, by heaven and earth, you know testimony for me. Hare'ilu Baturin. That doesn't work. What does heaven and earth mean? Right, that's not connecting to Shavua. Ba'alef, and now we're getting into another Yisod. You have to use Shem Hashem by a Hashba'a. You have to use Shem Hashem, the Gemara seems to say. So which Shem Hashem? Ba'alef dalis, if I use what we call alef dalis nun yud. Biyud hey, if I use yud kei vav kei. Bishakai, bitzvakos, bichanun, virachum, be'erach, apayim, v'rav chesed, v'chol hakinuyin, hare'ilu chayavin. By Shvua you could use not only the Shem Havaya, the Shem Hamaforash, yud kei vav kei, and maybe alef dalis nun yud. We discussed this back in Sanhedrin, when we discussed Mekalel. And also we discussed what somebody who loses their Olam Haba. Right? We discussed it in different contexts. But there are different levels of Shemos of Hashem. This is a huge topic. Different levels. There's the Shema Meforash, which is at least Yud Kei Vav Kei. Maybe it's also Alav Dala Nun Yud. But then you have the Kinuyim, and different levels of Kinuyim. Right? We have Tzvakos, Elokim, Bechulu, and then we have the Rachum Chanun Erech Apayim. So all of those are good enough for the Shvuas Ha'edis for the Hashba'a. Right, the Rashi here says, Aleph Dalet and Yud and Hey are really short ways for saying the name of Dalet Osios. Yud Kei Vav Kei Aleph Dalet and Yud. Right, the Tozer Rashi says maybe it could even be the two, right? Yud and Hey could even be a name by itself. You don't, might not mean Dafka, the, four letters. Tosfos discusses here, he's being mashbia with these names. Isn't that an Issur Daraisa? Don't you lose your Olam Haba if you pronounce? Says Tosfos. Afagata ahoga the shame bosi osav ein lo chelag lam haba. Shema kiva shein miskavin l'shem puter. Right? You don't have kavana to say the shame Hashem. You're being mashbia him. Gam zemi Tosfos Rabbeinu Moshe. Rabbeinu Moshe is having a busy day here on today's daf. Right? But that's any of them would be able to be used. Good. Again, a lot more, but let's wait till the Gemara. Hamakala Bakulan, you're a day of Kufayin test, please. Thanks. Hamakala Bakulan Chayev. And also, once we're mentioning Hashba, Makalel. Makalel Bakulan Chayev, Divrei Rabbi Meir. By Chaman Potri, the Chaman say no. By Makalel, by Magade, the Isra of cursing God, then there are different standards, right? You have to have a higher standard. Hamakala Avivi Imo. Right, quoting other halachas that have to do with Shem Hashem, if somebody curses their parents, Bekulon Chayev Divrei Rabbi Meir, again, Vechacham and Poch, and the Chacham say no, higher standard. Hamakalel Atzmo Vechavero, if somebody is Makalel themselves, the Gemara will talk about what that is, Vechavero, Bekulon Over Be Losasei. With any of them, one at least violates a Losasei, good. What happens if somebody uses this Lashon? instead of Shvua. Yach Hashem Elokim, Hashem should smite you. V'chein Yach Elokim, Zui Alak Suva B'Torah, that's a curse that's mentioned in the Torah, and that is good enough of a Lashon, if he says to one of the Edim, these Psukim, Rashi quotes the Psukim from the Tochacha. Al Yachcha, he shouldn't hate you if you give testimony for me. V'varechacha, V'yetev Lecha, he should give you a Bracha. Right, if you give testimony, so Rabbi Michalava Tashmeh Hein, the opposites, Rameir Mechayev, Vachachamim Potrin. Okay, the Gemara will talk about all of these as we will get to. Says the Gemara, Mashbiani Aleichem, my Ka'amar. What exactly is the message that the Mishnah is telling me in terms of the Shemos of Hashem? Amar Rabbi Yehuda, says Rabbi Yehuda, Hachi Kamar, Mashbiani Aleichem, Bishvua Hamur Batorah. By saying mashbia, I'm saying I mashbia you with the shvua that it says in the Torah. Mitzava ani aleichem bitzava hamur batorah. Oser chamani beisr hamur batorah. Right, that's the lashon that I mean by all of those. And right, Rashi quotes the psukim where these words appear in a Tanakh, and that is look at the bottom Rashi. Maskira tashem beechad mikol lashonos halalu. Rashi's shita is shem Hashem is always required. With all the Lashonos of Shvua, Rashi says, Beferish Mazkiras Hashem, with any of these Lashonos. Omale Abaya, let's continue and then we'll quote who argues, Elohad Tani Rabbi Chiya, Kovalchem Ani Harelu Chayavim, Kovel Baraisa Miksiv. What about Kovalchem, also like a chain? Right? Why would that work? Does it say that in the Oraisa, in the Torah, or at least sometimes that means in the Navi? Rashi here quotes a pasuk in Tehillim. So, El Amar Abaya Hachi Kamar, Mashbi Ani Aleichem Bishvua, Mitzav Ani Aleichem Bishvua, Osachem Ani Bishvua, Kovachem Ani Bishvua. It means, it's not talking about a phrase in the Torah Dafka, but it means a Lashon of Shvua, and you add on the word Bishvua, right, and that is the language that is used. As we said, Rashi says here that you have to use Shem Hashem each time. This is a huge discussion also in the Rishonim. Many Rishonim argue with Rashi. Many argue and say, the Gemara doesn't say that. If you don't use the Lashon of Shvuah, then you have to use the Lashon of Shem Hashem. Who says that if you use the Lashon of Shvuah, you have to use the Lashon of Shem Hashem? Right, you don't need that. The Rashi here discusses this. Ela afilu below Shem. Kol sha'amar mashbia ani aleichem b'shvua, o mitzav ani aleichem b'shvua, chayev. V'lo boy, lo shame, v'lo kinui. Kol shehizkir b'shvua. Right, that is the Rashba, Beferish, but all the Chachmei Sfarad talk about this and argue with Rashi. Again, a big discussion. The first daf, the first page of the Ran and Adarim talks about this also. Do you need shame b'shvua? He quotes Rabbeinu Tam, and he says, Pekado sheikh yomar dover zeh. They get very emotional about this halacha, but again, it's a big topic in the Rishonim, whether you need to mention Beferish Shem Hashem if you say the Lashem Shvua, or all the Lashonos in the Mishnah are about if you didn't say Shvua, you didn't say Mashbia, you just said, by God, tell me the testimony, and you mentioned one of the words. The Rambam also in the Yisodia Torah and in Shvuas. That's where he discusses all the different levels of Shem Hashem. The Rambam there is in the context of Ibud Shem Hashem, destroying Shem Hashem. Right? The Rambam talks about different levels. Kol ma'abid Shem and Hashemos HaKadoshim HaTahorim Shenikra Ben HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lokim and HaTorah. Right, if you destroy one of the shames of Hashem, shemos of Hashem, yibadim l'shem ha'mekom ahu, losatzim kein l'shem lokeichem. V'shiva shemos ha'im. Hashem has seven names. What are the seven names? Hashem shenichtav yud kei vav kei, v'hu Hashem ha'meforash. O hanechtav, alav dal nun yud, v'kel, eloka, elokim, eke, shakai, tzvakos. Kolamochi gafilu osachatz b'shiva shemos elu loke. Those are the seven names that the Rambam calls the seven shemos. So the Rambam, though, calls yud kei vav kei, Shem HaMeforash. And then he quotes the other ones. So maybe he doesn't have Aleph, Dal, Nun, Yud on the same level as Yud, Kei, Vav, Kei. And then, let's continue, because we're going to have other discussions. Let's keep the continuation of the Rambam, hold that off. Next, Ba'alaf Dalas, B'yud, Hei, B'Shakai, B'Tzalkos, B'Chan, B'Racham, 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 B'Chesed. So the Rambam didn't quote those last ones. Right, we'll have to get to those. Lameimer, the Chanan Verachem, Shemos Inu, are those the compassionate one? That's the shame of Hashem. Veramini, Yeshemoshinim Chakim, Yeshemoshinim Chakim. Oh, this is what the Rambam that we just read. Right? Different contexts might have different standards. There are some names that could be erased, some that can't be. Eloin Shemoshinim Chakim, Kigon, Kael, Elokecha, Elokim, Elokechem, Ekasher Eke. Alav Dalad, V'yud Kei, Shakai, Tzvakos, Hare Elo Nimchakin, Aval, Hagodol, Agibra, Vanora, Ha'adir, Ha'chazak, Ha'amitz, Ha'azuz. Right, those are the adjectives that were added on by that chazan in Maseches Brachos, if you remember. Chanan, Racham, Erech, Abayim, Rav Chesed, Hare Elu Nimchakin. all of those chan and brachim can be erased. So what's the what does our Mishnah mean that you could use that as a lashon of shvua? Amar Abaya masnisan b'mishahu chanun b'mishahu rachum ka'amar. Right, we're not using that name, but we mean to say is I'm being mashvia you by the one who is rachum and chanun. Rashi on top alav the chanun shame who el b'shem mishu chanun, meaning by a. You don't need to explicitly reference a Shem Hashem, but say something that means God. And that's good enough for here, even though you're right. For the Isra, Mechikas Hashem, it wouldn't be. Again, a big topic, which we don't have time to go into now. What about Shemos of Hashem in other languages? Big discussion. The Shachin Yoredeya, Kufayin Test, discusses, are you allowed to be Mochek? G-O-D, God. Am I allowed to erase that? Big discussion in the postgame. What about in Yiddish? Gott. Right? What, any other language, right? That you have other names. What if I write out, you know, Ado in English? A-D-O-N-A-I. You know, and I mean, Shem Hashem. Is there any Kedusha with that? That's a big discussion. The Sharm Sian of Halacha here has columns and columns of all the different, sugyas that, all the sugyas that come up. The Pnei Yeshua has a fascinating suggestion in Bracha. He says, if you ever have a suffix about a Bracha, sorry, Bracha's Lahakel. Say the bracha, and instead of saying Yudke Vavke and the Shem Hashem, say a Shem Hashem Balaz. That's good enough to be counted as a bracha, but not good enough to be a problem of Savi Brachas Lahakel, of being a machmir in Shem Hashem. That's that suggestion. So again, is that not something that we usually have heard of? But again, he has that suggestion, not the Minhaga Olam, but that is interesting. But again, that's a big topic. Continues the Gemara. Amalei Rava, Ihachi. One second, you're telling me Racham Mechanan works because it's a reference to Hashem? B'shamayim v'aretz nami. B'misha shamayim v'aretz shaloka amar. So maybe heaven and earth should also work, because it means to the one who owns heaven and earth. The Gemara says, Ihachi Asha, wait a minute. Hasam, kiven deleka midi achrina diki rachmachanun. No other being is called rachmachanun. So vada b'mishu chanun, but vada b'mishu racham ka'amar. You obviously mean Hashem. Hacha, kiven deika shamayim va'aretz, bashamayim va'aretz ka'amar. Rachmachanun obviously means Hashem. What else does it mean? But heaven and earth? Who says that means Hashem? There's something called heaven and earth. And therefore there is no direct connection to that and Shua Sa'edis. Ask the Ritva, what do you mean? Maybe there's a person who's Racham Mechanan. Why is Racham Mechanan automatically Hashem? Maybe there's a person. I know a guy, he's really Racham. Right? So says the Ritva, no. You wouldn't call somebody a Racham. You would only call him that because he is V'halachta B'drachav. Because he's copying Hashem. That's why you would ever call somebody a Racham Mechanan. So my Mela goes back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not really the person being called Racham Mechanan. Afilu achi lo mikri in is Racham Mechanan stam, ela mishumi yalachta v'drachav, shechayav lios Racham Mechanan, klomar noheik im abrios bechem levachanina. Right, and therefore, that's not a problem. Right, we imagine v'alachta v'drachav is it's a mitzvah say daraisa, right, one of the last mitzvahs in the Torah, that the chinuch counts, one of the last mitzvahs in the Torah, right, the last few, writing a sefer Torah, hakel v'alachta v'drachav, but it says eight times, right, the Chavetz Chaim says eight times in the Torah in different ways, it says the mitzvah of being like God, v'alachta v'drachav, and the two Gemaras that talk about this, Shabbos and Sota, Shabbos is about Midos, Shabbos Kuf Lama Gimel, Mahu Rachu, Mafatar Rachu, Mahu Chan, Mafatar Chanan, and the Gemara in Sota, the end of the first parak, right, Mahu actions, Mahu Kover Mesim, Malbish Arumim, Bikir Cholim, Nicham Avelim, the four actions that Hashem did, so too we have to be. So it's in actions and in Midos, we have to be like Hashem, but that's why, says the Ritva, that's not really us. Taner Rabbanan Vayter, Kasav Aleph Lam and Me'elokim, Yud and Hey Me'Hashem. Even if you only wrote half of what you wanted to write, if it was already Hashem Hashem, you can't be mochik it. So again, now we're moving from Shavuos Ha'edus to the Isser Mechika, right? Different context, right? In terms of erasing God's name. Shin Dalis Mishakai, Aleph Dalis Me, Hashem, Tzadi, the letter is Tzadi, as we've mentioned, Beis Mitzvakos, Harezi Nimchak, those are not names of Hashem. Right, Shin and Dalet doesn't mean, even though you had Kavana, that this is going to be half of the Shem Hashem, if you didn't write the whole thing, it doesn't have Kedusha. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Tzvakos Kulo Nimchak. Tzvakos, you can erase the whole thing. Shlo Nikra Tzvakos Ela Al Shem Yisrael. Really, it's Tzvaos, right, because it's referring to hosts of Bnei Yisrael. Shin Emar Votzesi as Sivosai. Esami Bnei Yisrael, Meir Mitzrayim. So you see, Sivosai refers to Bnei Yisrael. Omer, Shmuel, Ein Halacha, Rabbi Yossi. Shmuel says, we don't hold like Rabbi Yossi. Good. Tosis, by the way, Daf Lamed Hey, earlier said maybe Aleph and Dalet is a shame, but either not for now. Toner Rabbanan, fascinating line. I wish we had more time for this, but what about prefixes and suffixes? To Shemos of Hashem. Do they have Kedusha? Toner Rabbanan, call a Tafel Hashem. Bei Milafanam, Bei Milacharav, Harizah Nimchak. Tanakama says, prefixes and suffixes, no Kedusha. Lefanav, Ketzad, Lashem. Lamin nimchak, Bashem, Beis nimchak, Vashem, Vav nimchak, Me'ashem, Mem nimchak, She'ashem, Shin nimchak, Ha'ashem, Hashhei nimchak, Ka'ashem, Kaf nimchak. Just in case we didn't get, we list all of them, right? All of the prefixes, no kedusha. La'achar of Ketzad, what are examples of suffixes? Elokeinu, Nu nimchak, Elokeihem, Hem nimchak, Elokeichem, Chem nimchak. That's the Tanakama. We don't pass like the Tanakama, we pass like Acherim. Acherim omrim, La'achar of Eno nimchak. Prefixes, no kedusha. Suffixes, kedusha. A suffix has kedusha, shekfar kidsho Hashem. Right? That's the Hashem was already sanctified. Then you have the name, and now you connected something to the name. That's kadosh. Amazing. Very fascinating. The Arachayim HaKadosh. Unbelievable. Take this home. Arachayim HaKadosh says on the Pasuk in Veschanan, Vatem Advekim Hashem Elokeichem. Says the Arachayim. So, Bnei Yisrael, we're connected to God. Are we like a prefix or are we like a suffix? So, in the Pasuk, V'yatem advekim, you're stuck to Hashem. Ba'Hashem? Prefix? No. Elokeichem. Suffix. You're like Hashem, like Elokeichem, and you are connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have Kedusha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In that Pasuk, you have the Ba'Hashem, but then he says, you have the Elokeichem. Arachayim, right there. Perek Dalad Dalad. 4-4. 4-4 in Dvarim. V'hu ma'ashe eskabin lomar b'mamar advekim Hashem lefi. Quotes our Gemara. You think our Gemara doesn't have anything to do with our lives. It has to do with every day of our life, how we're connected to Hashem. B'Hashem Elokeichem. Tiyat Dveikos Yisrael B'Hashem B'derach Zeh She'ein Hashem Mekadshom. You might think that. No, Elokeichem. Dveikos Zeh She'atem Dveikem Hashem Eino Kedveikos Ha'osiyas Milafanav. Eloko Osiyas Milacharav. She'em Chem, She'em Elokeichem, She'em Kedoshim Kishar Osiyas Shel Hashem. V'chulu. And he continues and says that amazing line. That is good. Amar Avuna Alachag Acherim. And we paskin like Acherim. And the Ritva notes here, and we don't say that lemafreya, the prefix, is going to have kedusha. It has to be kadosh b'shas ksiva, right? When it's written, it has to have kedusha. When the prefix was written, the Shem Hashem wasn't written yet. And even some, and the big discussion also in the poskim, does this prove that you have to write a kisidron? We know tefillin and mezuzah have to be written kisidron in order. Sefer Torah does not have to be kisei there. What about writing a Shem Hashem kisid? Does every word have to be kisidron? Like if I write Yehuda, do I have to write it Yud Hey Vav Dalet Hey? Could I write Yehuda in a different order? Does that make a difference? What happens if I write the name of Hashem and then write a prefix? Is now it's going to be kadosh because the name's already there? So the post can discuss here. Maybe it has to be written kiseder, right? Because that they have the difference between the prefix and the suffix. This Gemara plays a role. Good. Avram Delatia Lenavos Begivat Binyamin Shlomo Daniel Simon. Okay. Now we have many stories in Tanakh. We have sometimes words that we're not sure if it's reference to God, or to Hashem, or a reference to someone, to people. So, the Gemara is just going to mention, have a list of all six or seven stories, which yes, which no. Next, first, call Shemos Amorim Batara Ba'Avraham. The whole story with Avraham and the Malachim, he keeps saying, my master, or is he saying Hashem, Ado? What does he mean? So all the names in that story, Kodesh, refer to Hashem, Chutz Mizeh Shuchol, except for the following one, Shenemar Vayomar, Vayomer, right, and the Bach changes this. The Bach changes this to, right, Adonai. That's the whole point, that it's my master. Imna Matazi Chain Beinecha. Chanina Ben Achi, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Blazer Ben Azari, Mishir Rabbi Blazer, Amodoy Amru. No, Avzeh Kodesh. That's also Kodesh. Right, he's telling Hashem, wait a minute, while I go to the guests. Keman Azlan, that's exactly the famous Chazal, Hadam Rav Yudam Arav, Gedola Achlazaz Orchem Yosem Eklaz Ben Yashchina, Keman Ka'oso Hazug. He's saying to Hashem, please wait a few minutes while I go and machriz the Orchem. And we discussed in the past, you know, we know it from Avraham. How did Avraham know it? That he could leave talking to Hashem to be machriz Orchem. Good. Kol Shemos Ha'amurim Belot Chol. All the names of Hashem references by the story of Lot and the Malachim are Chol. Chutz Mizeh Shukodesh Shinemar, except for Vayomer Lot Aleihem Al Na Hashem. Hine Na Matzazi Avdecha Chein Beinecha. And the pasuk continues. Vatigdal Chastecha Asher Asisi Imadi. Right. Lachia says Nashi. He's talking to Hashem. So that one's a reference to Hashem. Kol V'chula Mishiyish Biyado Lahamis Olachio. Zeh Hakadosh Baruch Hu. That's who he's referring to. Next, number three. Kol Shemos Amurim B'Navos, the tragic story of Navos and the Achav wanted to take his vineyard and he refused and his evil wife Yezebel convinced him to hire false witnesses and say that Navos cursed the king and cursed blank. And the cursed, so who's the king? Is that a reference to Achav? Is that a reference to Hashem? So, all the Shemot Amorim, but Nabos Kodesh. B'micha, by Pesal Micha, by the Avodah Zarah, the end of Shoftim, Chol. Reb Elazar Omer, B'Nabos Kodesh, B'micha, Yishbim Chol, Yishbim Kodesh. Right, it depends. Aleph, Lamed, Chol, Yud, Hey, Kodesh. You have to just go through the Pesukim in Shoftim, to, and in Navos, in Shmuel, to, I'm sorry, in Malachim, to know which ones the Gemara is talking about. Chutz vizesh aleph lamed v'hu kodesh kol yimei hayos beis v'elokim v'shila. Kol shei matzah merim begivas binyamin. The whole story of Pilegish Begiva. Right, these are all great stories in Tanakh that we have to review. Shoftim Perachav. All the names that are mentioned in the story of Pilegish Begiva, where we had the civil war after the story with the concubine and the rest of Am Yisrael were fighting Binyamin. Rabbi Lazar Omer Chol, Rabbi Shol Omer Kodesh, Amalar Rabbi Lazar, V'chi Mavtiach V'ena Oseh. In that story, if you remember, all the Shvatim were going to fight Binyamin. They go and they ask the Urmatumim, should we go fight? Yes. They went and fought and they lost. Should we go fight? Yes. They went and they lost. And the third time they say, should we go fight? Yes. So Rabbi Lazar says, how could the first two have been referring to Hashem? They lost. The first two times Hashem didn't tell them they were going to win. He just said, go. Only the third time. Right? They didn't ask. Only the third time. Just the third time he promised that they would win. Achai im echdal v'gomer. Right, it's only the third time that he was asked if he was going to win. Next, kol Shlomo ha'amor b'shir Ashirim kodesh. Whenever it says Shlomo, it's referring to Hashem. Shir l'mi sha'shalom shalom. That's what Shlomo, the song to the one who is ultimately the one of peace, Misha Shalom Shalom. Chutz mizeh, except for the following one in Paraches, Karmi Shali Lefnei Lefanai Ha'elef Lecha Shlomo. Right, which is the name of our Shlomo Kluger Sefer. Shlomo Ladidei, that's referring to Shlomo himself. Why? Because we continue. Umatayim lanotrim et karmo, 200 to guard his fruit. Rabbanan. Those are the reference to the Rabbanan. So that one is Chol, not Hashem. V'yeshomer avzechol. Some say also the following pasuk is Chol. Hinei mitasa shel Shlomo, shishim giborim. The surrounding Shlomo's bed are 60 soldiers. Right, that's also Chol, according to Yeshomer. Avzeh v'lomi boy heich. What, this one too, and not only, meaning this one holds that both this one and the previous one are chol, elohadam or Shmuel. But one second, Shmuel says, malchusa de katzla, chad mishisa ba'al malo mi'ansha, a kingdom which has 1/6, chad mishisa, 1/6 of its men in the army, lo mi'ansha won't be punished. Meaning that's a good percentage. Shenemar karmi shali lefanai ha'elef lecha Shlomo lemalchusa derakia. 1,000 for malchusa derakia, meaning 1,000 learning Torah. Umasayim lerojim et periyah lemalchusa da'ara. Right, that's being in the army. Right, so right, 200 out of 1,200 is 1/6. So you see, it's referring to Chol. So who does Shmuel like? Shmuel lo ketana kama lo koyish omrim, because both of them would say that that pasuk is referring to Kodesh. So you're right, okay, it doesn't mean afzeh, it means the previous one is chol, and Shmuel would agree with that Tana. Ushmuel t'amar ki yesh omrim. Period. Next, v'kol malchai amurim b'Daniel, in the story of Daniel and Nebuchadnezzar, whenever it says melech there, it means chol. Chutz v'zeh shu kodesh, except for this one, which is reference to Hashem. Ant malka melech malchaya di ela shmaya. Right, you are the king of kings in heaven. Malchusa chisna v'takva v'yakara yahavlach, and give Hashem favor and honor. V'yeshom r'mavzeh kodesh, also this one is kodesh, sh'ne'emar, mari chelma l'sanach u'pishrei le'arach. Right, he says, Mari, my master, he's talking to Nebuchadnezzar, right, your dream should go to your enemies. Right, it should go to your enemies and the ones who are against you. So, Laman Kamar, who is he, Daniel, talking to? If he's talking to Nebuchadnezzar, that your dream should go to your enemies, who are his enemies? The Jews? Sanuse Maininu, Yisrael, Melech Halayilu Yisrael. He's saying that the bad things in his dream should go before Bnei Yisrael, that can't be. So it must be that he's talking to Hashem, and he's saying to Hashem that all the bad things from Nebuchadnezzar's dream should go on Hashem's enemies. V'tanakama, what about the Tanakama who says this is chol? Savar, he holds, no, Soni Yisrael Ika, Soni Yadik Chavim Leka. What, Nebuchadnezzar didn't have any non-Jewish enemies? He's referring to his non-Jewish enemies, not to his Jewish enemies, and therefore It is, that's how you, would explain the pasuk. Again, there's a lot here. The Rambam in Yisodei HaTorah in Vav Tes talks also about Shlomo and other names. Just to end maybe with the Chashuk Echemed, he has a piece related to this Gemara, semi-related to the Gemara. Chutz Mizeshu Kodesh. Right? Some are Kodesh, some are Chol, depending and yet sure when the person is talking. Shela, I meet my friend, and I'm really not so happy to see him, but I fake it. Right? I smile, I put on a chiyuch, I give him a shalom, I wish him well, like Avraham wished the malachim well. That's the connection. Chutz Mizeshu Kodesh. So he says, is that Kenevas Das? If I smile and I'm not really so happy that I met him. So he goes through all the sources about Kenevas Das. The Rambam says in Hilchos Deos, Asur lahanig adam atzmo b'divrei chalakos u'pitui, v'lo yeh echad b'peh v'echad b'lev, tocho gebaro, and Rashi and Vayeshev, v'lo yachlu dabro l'shalom, goes all the sources, the Sefer Chasidim, Asur lignov das abrios, v'chulu v'chulu v'chulu. But as you would have guessed, in the last paragraph he says, come on, this is not Kenevas Das. Right, what does the Mishnah say in Pirkei Avos? V'ayim mekabel is kol adam b'sever panam yafas. What's kol adam, says Rabbeinu Yonah? Even an adam she'eno ahuvalav. Right, b'sever panam yafas. She'yirol and panam shal simcha k'dei she'tehi ruach abrios noche imenu. Mashma, afilu she'be'emes eno sameach imo. Yikalo b'sever panam yafas. De'inkan k'nevas das, elakim ratzan abore. U'mitzvah ka'avid. Umitokach be'emes yaskel la'avo. Ki alev nimshach achra maisim, prat la'rasha shasal kalab of simcha, except for a rasha, fine. But other way, as we mentioned, from some of the achronim, right, your face is a Rosh Hazarabim. You can't be mazik in Rosh Hazarabim. Right? That's why, there's no Kenevas Das, the opposite. You should smile, you should be makabalim, and in that way, hopefully it'll turn around your feelings. Okay, we'll have to stop here, but again, keep in mind, the Shem HaShem Gemara is a huge topic. In terms of the different levels of Shem Hashem, in the terms of the different sugyas that it comes up, Shem Hashem, we will have a time to talk about it again at some point. Okay, again, today's shiur was L'Rafua Shleima, Eliezer Baruch, Ben Bina.